Good afternoon. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Thursday afternoon. I'm forgetting which day it is. I don't know if you're having those problems, but Carol and I'm telling you, we have to stop and think and look at the calendar sometimes to figure out which day it is, because all the days just keep running together. A couple things I wanted to mention before we look into our study. Last night, I prayed with the guys, which we did the podcast on that. But we had a short meeting before that, and we discussed the finances of the church, and the church is doing fine financially. I mean, we're ahead of where we were before all this started by a couple $1,000s. So praise the Lord for that. Now, tomorrow, there is a Christian company coming to clean the rugs and wipe down the chairs and sanitize the bathrooms. So they'll be at the church between 8:30 and 9 in the morning. So please pray about that. Richie and I were there today, and we cleared out all the chairs and stacked them all up out of the area. We put them in the garage, took the tables down in the garage, and stacked everything in there to make it easier. So that's what's happening tomorrow. Another thing that's going on is Brother Jim Hall contacted the bank, and they have agreed for us not to pay our mortgage for the next 6 payments, and those mortgage payments will happen at the end of our mortgage, whatever year that is, and it's balloon payments, but it's at the end. So we're going to be able to take that $1,800 and some odd dollars a month and put it in the bank or do whatever with it. So that's a real blessing as well. And then I'm thinking about the stimulus checks, and we're planning on tithing ours when we get it. Haven't got it yet, but I would encourage you to do that, because that would also really help the church out. We have some people in our church that are going through some issues right now. We have Salathia, whose uncle died recently. They had the funeral on Friday, so the family's grieving. Her granddaughters and her aunt, especially. And I've talked with Salacia. She's doing okay through this. Also, Deborah, her dad died last night. He was a believer, so he's with the Lord. We're very thankful for that. But she now, and he had COVID. He tested positive. And she is sick and has tested positive for COVID. And so really pray for her and her family, because one of her daughters also is showing symptoms. And this thing is, it's easy to catch. So I hope all of you are doing your social distancing and wearing your masks and washing your hands often and keeping your hands away from your face. But that leads me into what we're going to talk about today, which is suffering. Because we have some folks in our congregation that are going through suffering. And we've all been shut up now for these 5 weeks. And that has not been pleasant either. And so I want to talk about suffering. The Bible has a lot to say about this. We're mostly going to look in the New Testament at some verses. There's one from the book of Psalms, but the other ones we'll look at are in the New Testament. So I'd like to have you turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians 12. Verses 7 through 10, this is Paul's thorn in the flesh. We're not really sure exactly what that thorn in the flesh was. Some think it was a problem with his eyes. We're not really sure. But he talks about this in these verses. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So Paul had quite an attitude concerning this thorn in the flesh. He did pray that the Lord would take it away, but it wasn't God's will. And he understood that God was using that to make him better, to help him to grow as a Christian. So he had a healthy attitude towards that infirmity, towards that suffering that he was going through. Okay, another place, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So God comforts us when we go through suffering and trials, and he gives us the ability to comfort others. And so during this time, that's a ministry that we can have with Deborah, Salathea, others that are going through difficulties, to comfort them. And I know that you folks have been doing that, and I appreciate it. Okay, John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, Jesus said. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So the Lord Jesus Christ helps us to be an overcomer. He was an overcomer, and he encourages us because we are in him, and in the end, we will overcome these things that we face. All right, Psalm 34 and verse 19. Here's one verse in the Old Testament that I wanted to share. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So the Bible teaches here that there are all kinds of things that afflict us. They are many. But God delivers us from these things. All right, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Paul says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." So yeah, there's suffering now. But it's nothing against what we are going to have when we get to heaven with the Lord Jesus. It's going to be overwhelmingly awesome. I don't know if that's good English or not, but it's going to be way, way beyond any suffering that we face here. All right, 1 Peter 4:16. Yet if a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. So as we suffer, as we go through difficulties and trials and problems and face suffering, we should use that for the glory of God. Hopefully God will use us like a magnet to draw others to the Lord Jesus as we handle suffering in the right way. All right, 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." We can't even conceive of what it's going to be in heaven. Yeah, the Bible talks about heaven. There's a lot of things in the book of Revelation. Daniel had visions of heaven, and Isaiah and different people. And we can get some sort of an idea, but there's just no way we can really understand it. It's going to be so beyond our human grasp when we get to heaven. One thing that is amazing to me is that there's no time with God. I don't know how that works. It's inconceivable to me, because we are bound by time. Everything is sequenced by time. And yet heaven won't be like that. It'll be a place where there is no time. Does that mean that events all happen at the same time? Well, there is no time. So I don't know. All right, I got one other verse. It's in 2 Timothy 2:3. Finish up with this one. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So the Bible calls us soldiers. We are in the Lord's army. And if you think of what it's like to be on the battlefield, if you've seen movies about people in battle, and it's a very hard thing. They see their comrades die. People get wounded. They don't live in good conditions. War is just a horrendous, horrendous thing, and it's hard. But God tells us as believers to endure hardness like a good soldier when it comes to the Christian life, to endure it. Don't let it get the best of us. Give God the glory and put our faith and trust in Him as we go through difficulties and trials and sufferings. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I especially want to pray for Salathea and Deborah at this time. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses of encouragement that talk about suffering in the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for how the church is doing financially, and you've just done some wonderful, wonderful things when it comes to that. Thank you that our carpets are going to be clean tomorrow and the church will be sanitized and everything. Thank you so much for that. And Lord, we pray for Salathea especially, and for her aunt and the two granddaughters that are grieving with the death of Uncle Henry, who died just recently from COVID. Pray that you would bring comfort to that family, and that you would use Salathea, Lord, to be a good witness to the family members. We also think of Deborah, who has COVID and is very sick right now. We pray that you would heal her body and help her to get through this. We think of her daughter, Isabella, who's also sick. We pray for her, that you would raise her up. We pray that you would protect Deborah's husband. And Lord, her dad went to be with the Lord. We were expecting this. And Deborah has a really good attitude about this, and I thank you for that. And we look ahead, Lord, there's going to be a memorial service, so I pray that all those things could be worked out. And we'll just trust you, Lord, for getting these things taken care of. And we just ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, that memorial service is going to have to be done across the internet somehow. So pray that God would give me wisdom as I look into that, to figure out how we can do that, because family members are spread all around and they want to have a part in it and all that. So it's going to have to somehow be a video conference. We'll see how that works. But just please pray about that. Okay, I'm going to sign off now. So God bless. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Goodbye.